hydrogen is a very fascinating topic, and I felt like it was time to do a deep dive. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the Sarah Kleiner Wellness YouTube channel and the Evolving Wellness Podcast. I'm just combining the intros today. I hope you don't mind. I wanted to do a deep dive on hydrogen. I've had so many people in my community ask me to do an episode like this. So I went to Greg, the Hydrogen Man, to really discuss this topic in depth. Now, Greg has researched hydrogen more than anyone I've ever met in my life. And he has a very, very personal story with hydrogen. He was once in a wheelchair and basically unrecognizable from what he looks like today. When you see the video, the old video that he has on his channel of himself, it's pretty unbelievable. It's pretty remarkable. And so Greg has really devoted his life to helping others to understand hydrogen, how to use it, and his whole channel, which I'm going to link in the show notes. I'm going to link everything that Greg talks about today in the show notes, so you can take a look at his work, at his channel, everything he talks about, and study it for yourself. I do want to add a caveat, though, a couple of quick things before we get in the episode. I've always been someone that thought the hydrogen tablets were good and I recommended them. I'm going to have to revoke that recommendation now after what Greg tells me in this episode. So I think that they are okay for short-term use. I still think that. But if you really want the medical benefits of hydrogen that Greg talks about in this episode, there's a different way to go about that. And we talk about all the different machines. We also actually started to have a conversation about the Kangen system, which is controversial. And Greg got a phone call in the middle of that beginning of the conversation. And so we decided to actually table it for another episode. So if you have questions about hydrogen, go ahead and put those in the comment section if you're watching on YouTube, and I will be happy to get Greg back on so we can talk more. We definitely have talking about the Kangen water system at the very top of the list. My friend Jen Isabel Friend does have a video on her channel, actually a whole playlist about the Kangen water system and why she doesn't recommend it for hydrogen. So that is all of the housekeeping. I just want to thank a couple sponsors really quickly. The first one is going to be VivaRays. They are my go-to source for protecting my circadian rhythms with their glasses, eye masks, and earplugs. Use code YOGI to save 15% on VivaRays, link in the show notes, as well as Upgraded Formulas. They are my go-to source for magnesium and the hair tissue mineral analysis, which can help you to check on your minerals to see if they're out of balance. And the code there is YOGI12 or YOGI if you've already used that one before. Now, I did actually get a code for Holy Hydrogen, a discount code for my audience. If you listen to this and you want to take a look, I've got the machine myself. I've been using it for the last week on myself and my daughter. My code is Sarah K over at Holy Hydrogen. And all the other links, everything that Greg talks about, will be down in the show notes. So check it out. And thank you so much for listening, especially listening to this ridiculously long introduction. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Very excited to have today's guest today. We are going to talk all about hydrogen, hydrogen water, water. Thank you, Greg, for being here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. And you have a great YouTube channel where, I mean, you've just really, you share so much free information over there about hydrogen and about just really amazing things that you've seen. So maybe you can talk a little bit about your journey and all the great things that you do.
Oh, thank you. I mean, my journey really started with health issues. I was extremely sick and it was so bad that unfortunately I felt like I was painted into a corner where I didn't have a choice but to try to either pretty much to just either solve this problem or let it kill me. Because the medical establishment had nothing for me. And if anything, they would tend to make things worse in some ways. Mm-hmm. And I did work in the medical field for about 2 decades, maybe a little more. And being there, I knew what happened behind the scenes. I knew the limits. I knew what they could and couldn't do. And I just saw so much of it and, you know, worked with so many physicians that I just knew that when my situation happened, I was like, oh no, what am I going to do? But I wasn't ever really interested a lot in like health. You know, I wasn't like a health nut or health guru, never expected to be, never thought I ever would be. The truth is that I wasn't even that interested. I wasn't interested in all the health stuff. But you know, things happen in life and I ended up having to. And the thing about me is that I'm When I grab onto something, like if there's something that I absolutely need to learn about, I found that I look at things from different perspectives than most people. I research things that most people don't. I highly meditate on these things, and it literally becomes a part of my heart, where my heart has to be all in. Otherwise, I just can't learn it. And I just can't get myself to read thousands of pages of scientific data. And so that's how it all really basically started. That was the way it all began. And I mean, some of the issues I had, just there's so many, but like it was autoimmune related, you know, related to my gut. I did have some tumors in my body. I had really bad inflammation all over the place, like almost like a major arthritis. And I couldn't even lift like, you know, a remote control to change the channel on a television. That's how bad my joints were hurting. I couldn't walk for the most part. I would go stints of like 6 months at a time or 4 months at a time where I was just in such excruciating pain. I couldn't walk. And I was prescribed really heavy medicines, including things like morphine and whatnot. And they literally didn't make a dent for the kind of pain that I was in, which was pretty sad. Though if I would have been able to control it with something like that, I probably would have ended up becoming, it would have been a problem. I think it would have been a major problem taking medications like that for a long time. And so that's kind of how the journey began. You know, I also had, you know, my liver wasn't in the best condition. My kidneys weren't in the best condition. On top of it all, I had a heart condition. You know, my cardiologist was telling me, hey, you'd be lucky to live another 10 years. And so that was another major blow to all the other things I had going on. And so I just started trying to do things on my own. I'm a very independent thinker. I'm a very critical thinker. I would watch YouTube channels and stuff like that, trying to learn about health. But I got to tell you, the frustrating part with doing that was that everybody had a difference of opinion. You know, you'd have one person saying spring water is the best. Some person say, no, alkaline water is the best. Some person would say, no, structured water is the best. And everybody wanted to tout whatever water they were probably either promoting or believed in. And that was very frustrating because you couldn't do all of them because everybody was promoting something different. And so that's when I told myself internally, I said, you know what? I'm just going to look at the science. I'm going to follow the scientific data. I'm going to ask questions myself and find the answers. And that's really how it all began. And I just started reading a lot of data. And that's when I stumbled upon hydrogen. And when I first read the science on hydrogen, boy, the science is amazing, right? I mean, absolutely unbelievable. So much so that I thought it was a scam. I thought, this can't be real, you know? And how are you supposed to consume hydrogen? I just didn't really understand it, but I continued to read this stuff. I read it for almost 4 years before I even thought about trying it. Then I became so desperate because my condition was only getting worse and everything was just horrible. My life was in shambles. And you can imagine when you can't work and you know, losing your home and just you lose everything. And then on top of it all, you lose your health. And your health is, like I've learned through the hard way, that it is the most important thing. It's the greatest asset I have. And so that's kind of how it all began, and reading the scientific data. Eventually, I came back to it many years later thinking, okay, I got to try this hydrogen stuff, but how in the world do I get my hands on hydrogen? You can't just go to the corner drugstore and buy hydrogen. And what kind of hydrogen are we talking about? Because that's another major problem in the hydrogen world. Look, I'm going to just say, before I begin, I would say, I'm not going to give anybody any medical advice, and I'm not making any medical claims today. Okay, so just get that out of the way. And then on top of it all, I personally have discovered that the hydrogen world, I'm very, dare I say, disappointed. I love hydrogen. But the whole industry, oh my goodness, in my personal opinion, it's horrible. The way that people are making hydrogen, the hydrogen that people suggest. And I don't think that people are ill-willed. I just think they didn't do enough research. I've seen numerous doctors promote like horrible hydrogen, stuff like Brown's gas that uses chemicals like lye or sodium hydroxide. Really terrible equipment that I've discovered is horrible by trying it myself and then finding out how it's being made. And just touted as the greatest thing ever. And Brown's gas is not even where the science is. I mean, again, if we go to data, the science is behind what we call molecular hydrogen. So it is a specific type of hydrogen. And then I had to learn, and it took me a while to realize, that all hydrogen is not created equal. The way that we make it, there's numerous different ways to make hydrogen. In my opinion, some are definitely better than others. And so I stayed away. Like, I used to use the hydrogen pills at first because I'm like, okay, I'm going to play around with hydrogen. Once I discovered what the heck's in them, in my opinion, I'd never want to put that stuff in my body. I'm like, what am I doing? I didn't realize. And there's a lot of strikes against pills. For example, hydrogen is pH neutral. Well, I've discovered when you put the pills in the water, it turns the water very acidic. Hydrogen is colorless. When you put the hydrogen pill in there, the water turns gray, like a metal. Hydrogen is odorless. If you ever smell what that water smells like after you drop that pill in there, it stinks. And then hydrogen is tasteless. And when you drink that water, it tastes horrible. In fact, it even tastes like a metal, which is basically my personal concern with it, because I have seen some lab reports, and I won't name companies and that kind of stuff, because they have attacked me and I just don't want to deal with that. All I'll tell you is that I just wouldn't use them. Let's just put it that way. And anybody who would suggest them, if they're a professional, it shocks me, because it means, in my personal opinion, that they don't really know what they're talking about. How could anybody promote hydrogen this way? But I have discovered super high people in the world of hydrogen, and they're not in America, by the way. So there's a practicing physician in Japan. He's an actual practicing physician, neurosurgeon, graduated from one of the number one universities in Japan, really intelligent guy, and uses hydrogen medically. And this guy, from what I've learned, he said, I would never give my patients those pills. He goes, are you crazy? We would give them, he said, extremely clean hydrogen. It has to be what we call medical grade. And the device that he uses, ironically, is the same device that I use, which is the number one device in Japan. And he does it for a reason. And he talks about how hydrogen goes past the blood-brain barrier. Super important for it to be extremely clean. I think a really good example to help people understand this is like oxygen. So if you go to a hospital, you got medical grade oxygen there. If they're going to give you any oxygen, it's medical grade, meaning that the purity is extremely high. If you go to a place where they do welding, well, they have oxygen tanks too, but they're not super clean. You wouldn't want to inhale from that type of oxygen. It's not medical grade. But nobody in the hydrogen industry is talking about the difference between medical grade and non-medical grade. And so for someone like me, who I have an affinity for hydrogen, I absolutely love it because of what it's done for me, what it's done for loved ones, what it's done for many. We can just get out of the way that hydrogen is amazing for your health, like absolutely ridiculous. It's already actually medically approved in Japan. The rest of the world's just falling behind in this particular, you know, research and in my opinion, medical breakthrough, really. And so in America, you know, they're selling pills. They sell, like, I won't show the brand or anything, but like these cheap little bottles that are made in China. I'm not a fan.
I have a lot of people that ask me questions all day long about, can I use this brand? I'll get people send me messages. Can I use this? Can I use this? Can I use this? And I'm like,
constantly.
Yeah. And I, you know, honestly, I didn't know about the hydrogen tablets, and I recommended them for a while because I just didn't know any better. I haven't used them really a lot myself because we've got a system that supposedly makes hydrogen, but I've learned that the saturation is not enough for it to be really impactful. And I see the system that we have is more beneficial as a water purifier than anything else, which is what I'm mostly concerned about my family drinking. But I think a lot of people, like you said, they don't know any better. And they haven't done the kind of research that you've done, where you've kind of just like made it your life's work to actually look at these studies and say, okay, this is all these amazing health benefits, right? It's been approved for all these, you know, for medical use, but what type of hydrogen, right? Because that's what happens. That's what's happening in, you know, the red light therapy industry right now is going crazy, which I love red light therapy. I think it's amazing, but there's all these cheaper knockoff brands, and people don't know the difference between 630 nanometers versus 800, you know, 80. There's different wavelengths of light and frequencies. And then you've got non-native EMF and all these other things. And people have no freaking idea how to differentiate between these things. And they just see, oh, there's like over 6,000 studies on red light therapy, right? So I'll just get this thing off Amazon and I'm good to go. And
right.
I have, you know, a feeling that hydrogen's kind of similar, right?
Yeah, I actually think so. And on top of it all, something like red light therapy is, so when I think when people look at different supplements or treatments or machines or technologies, one thing that I've narrowed things down to is that certain things work as oxidants, mm-hmm. certain things work as antioxidants. Just because something's an oxidant doesn't mean it's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. So I can use an example, like let's take hydrogen peroxide. So a lot of people misunderstand hydrogen peroxide because in my opinion, it really doesn't have much to do with hydrogen because hydrogen peroxide is H2O too, meaning that it's an additional oxygen molecule, which to me, it's an oxidant. Now, why is an oxidant good? It's good at killing things. That's why if you have a cut, you put hydrogen peroxide to kill maybe bacteria or something so that you don't get an infection, right? Mm-hmm. Red light therapy works on that premise too. It's an oxidant, okay? Now, that is great, but what I've discovered through my own journey is you want to use it with an antioxidant because it actually enhances how good it works, in my opinion, just based on the things that I've seen. And that's where hydrogen comes into play. Hydrogen acts as probably the best antioxidant ever. It's a selective antioxidant. And I've discovered that when you use it with things like the sun is an oxidant also. You know, it can cause a lot of damage. Well, one of the things that I recently discovered, I haven't even made a video about it yet, is that numerous people, including myself, realized that as we've been using hydrogen and we spend time out in the sun and I wasn't using any sunscreen or anything, I wasn't burning. And I thought, wait a second, this is really odd. I should be burning with this amount of sun. And then the same thing happened to my father, who spends a lot of time out in the sun, and just other people started writing me and I started putting the pieces together. I'm like, wow, see, the sun is amazing for us, right? We know it's good for us, but it can also be damaging to us. And the hydrogen, in my opinion, at least, is protecting us. Now, granted, there's a lot of research on how protective hydrogen is, whether it's for DNA or whatnot. It's offering protection. So the actual, quote unquote, radiation from the sun or its oxidative properties, it's like that saying that says, what doesn't break you makes you stronger. So if you can put a certain amount of weight on you, your bones will probably get stronger. But if you put too much weight and break them, it's no good. So the stronger you are, meaning the hydrogen making you stronger, the more benefit you can get from a lot of these other therapies. And in my opinion, that includes red light therapy, which I just don't think people have even realized this yet. But I use hydrogen in combination with a lot of things. It is like, it's like water. Water is so important for all aspects. You were talking about the purity of water. I did become quite the water expert, because I know every modality of water filtration in existence. I know what it can and cannot do. And I even have a lab report here showing, in my opinion, the best way. Why is this the best way as far as cleaning water, which is separate from hydrogen, by the way? The reason that water is very important when it comes to hydrogen is because we use water as a carrier for the hydrogen. We dissolve it in water. I think this idea came about from a place called Lourdes, France. You ever heard of Lourdes, France or Lourdes, France? You know, it's like this real holy site and people drink the water and they're supposed to be miraculous healings. And eventually the scientists did go study that water, many different from many countries. It was the Japanese that discovered that it was rich in molecular hydrogen. This is where a lot of this began, and they started using it on animals and seeing the amazing results. I wish I could show you some of the footage that I've seen. Literally boxes with mice on one side getting the hydrogen, mice on the other side getting no hydrogen, and they're all exposed to radiation. To see, that's one of the many studies that they did. And I mean, if I would show you the ones with had the hydrogen running around and, you know, being active, you know, having good bowel movements, all this stuff, and the ones that didn't get the hydrogen, they're literally just huddled in a corner. They're all trying to come together, all the mice, because they're really cold. They're not active. They definitely don't look healthy, and they look like they're very sick. And so that's one of the reasons that I like hydrogen. I mean, I have a list because there's so many things that hydrogen does that it's hard to remember all of them. I have a list if you want me to go down the list of many of the different things that we know that it's basically scientifically been proven to do. And I think there's still a lot more that it does do that we just don't know yet. I have my own theories. A lot of my theories have turned out to be true. So because I've had a lot of theories about hydrogen throughout the years and they keep getting proven. So, but you want me to go down some of these?
I'd love to. Absolutely.
All right, so the first one is that it appears to act like a selective antioxidant. Now, why is that important? Because a lot of people, and I wish I could show you a picture, people don't realize that antioxidants come in different sizes. And this is super crucially important because vitamin C, the molecule of vitamin C, or vitamin E, or glutathione, or CoQ10, or whatever these antioxidants are, you know, pretty good sized. Now, if you compared something like CoQ10, which is probably like a gigantic molecule like this, and then you take hydrogen, hydrogen would be like just a little speck. It's so tiny, but that's exactly what gives it its power. It can enter into the mitochondria. It goes past the blood-brain barrier. There is no place in the body that it cannot reach. And so it can go and do its magic. So that's one of the wonderful benefits. One of the other interesting
things, actually heard of some studies that show supplementing with some antioxidants is that can actually be harmful, right? Like, have you seen this?
Yes.
CoQ10, vitamin C, like people super loading on these antioxidants can actually cause mitochondrial damage. And I think it is because of that size. Would you agree with that? Or is that what you've seen as well?
First, yes, I agree with you. People who do supplementation get a little crazy out there sometimes and just do way too much. And it's life to me is all about balance. And it truly is a balance between the balance of oxidation and antioxidation. Life and death, it all has this balance to it. And we're way out of whack, I think, which has caused a lot of health issues. I've seen a lot of these supplements. In the past, I've tried them. They literally made me sick and I couldn't understand why until I read more about it. So I completely agree with you, which is one of the reasons I love, again, back to hydrogen again, because hydrogen literally appears to self-regulate. So if you get too much in you, which is pretty hard to do, you would just breathe it out. Like with every breath, you're exhaling hydrogen. So that's the first thing that I would say. Also, antioxidants, like if you're just loading up on vitamin C or something, will antioxidize indiscriminately. And you don't want to just antioxidize. And hydrogen does it selectively, which is one of the interesting things that really boggled my mind at the beginning of how this whole thing works. So that's another interesting aspect. And then also things like, for example, glutathione. A lot of people like to supplement on glutathione. I don't personally believe in that for many reasons. Glutathione is like a key to a door, and every key and every door is a little different for each person's body. It's better to get your body to make its own glutathione. And there appears to be data, again, hydrogen appears to really regulate your glutathione levels. So then why would you need to supplement? We just got to give the body what it needs. And this is the way that I went about discovering my own results for my own medical issues. And so that's, I don't know if that answers your questions, but
yeah,
hopefully.
I mean, I'm very much on the same page with you about the supplements. I think they can sometimes be helpful for little short stints of time, but they can be overdone and end up causing more issues. And yeah, I agree with you 100%. Like, you want to get your body to make its own.
Yes, there's very few things that I supplement. I mean, I could go into them, but there's very few products that I use. So I'm not really like, I know a lot of people are promoters and they'll promote. I've seen people promote 100, 200, 300 products. And I'm just like,
not on this channel. We don't do that.
You know, which is totally fine. You know, it's not to judge them. It's just that for me, I remember watching shows when I was sick, trying to learn. And I'm thinking to myself, there's no way I could pump myself full of 300 supplements. And is that even a good idea?
That's because the functional medicine route. It's like, let's spend, you know, $10,000 or so on testing and then like another $2,000 a month on supplements and more. And you're taking handfuls of pills. And I don't see people getting better from doing that. I see people maybe feeling a little bit better and then feeling worse, feeling no difference, or just go straight into feeling worse. And so that's why I love these types of conversations.
And, you know, absolutely. I agree with you on this too. And this was my thought process, being a critical thinker, right? I saw a cupboard full of supplements that I was getting, trying to get better. And I looked at them all and I'm taking all this stuff. And then I thought to myself, because I did see some lab reports of stuff that's in some of these supplements, fillers, things that I was thinking, I don't want this in my body. Mm-hmm. When I looked at all the stuff I was giving myself, I thought, this has to be putting a strain on my kidneys. There's just too much stuff here. And I don't think this is good health. I don't think having a cupboard full of stuff is the epitome of health. And so I really broke it down to really like four basic things, if you really want to know the way that I do it. One, the cleanest water possible. Why do I want the cleanest water possible? Because I have a lab report that shows me what's in our water, and it is darn right scary what's in our water. Great. So I want to remove the things that are putting a strain on my body or even potentially making me sick. So then I researched every water filtration modality. I don't use reverse osmosis. I don't use carbon filters. The method that I use is what I call carbon distillation. It is the only way not only to remove everything, including all viruses, parasites, and bacteria, which no water filtration system will do. Only carbon distillation can remove all those things completely. So that's the method that I chose to do. Ironically, it's also the softest water known to man. So when you talk about hard water or soft water, and then on top of it all, it works really good with hydrogen. As far as a device that I use, you end up needing less maintenance and stuff like that. So clean water, and clean water doesn't go bad as quickly. So, you know, water goes bad, right?
I did not know that.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that if you just put water in a jug and let it sit there for, you know, weeks and weeks or months on end, it does go bad.
Huh.
So the cleaner it is. So here's where, this is how I rationalize and how I found my protocols. The more pure something is, the longer it typically lasts. Mm-hmm. So if I'm eating a pure diet and living a very pure lifestyle, I'll probably live longer, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing goes for honey. Honey is extremely clean and pure. And they literally found honey in an over 2,000-year-old tomb, and it was still good. So if that tells you anything. And honeybees are super clean. That's one thing that I love about honeybees, extremely clean little critters. So that's the first thing. That's part of my protocol, is I got to have the cleanest water. Mm-hmm. The second most important part of my protocol is really my hydrogen. Hydrogen really brings it all together, the cleanest hydrogen. And that means hydrogen water, but also hydrogen gas inhalation. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I don't just do one or the other. I use both. And the data is now appears to be showing that that's the best method, which is the one that I actually came up with before they ever did the study, because I developed a certain technique. But if you could only use one, it has to be the water. I don't think you would do gas without the water. So hydrogen water is foundational. Hydrogen gas inhalation is going to be just a little extra boost. And the device that I use does both anyway, at a really high level, meaning super clean. Thank goodness it's reliable too, because a lot of hydrogen machines, people are not aware, they're not very reliable. A lot of them break. And so those are the first two things. The third one is based on scientific data. When the human body has certain deficiencies, which if you were to look, test all Americans, almost everyone is deficient in something. Mm-hmm. And what I discovered and learned was when we have certain nutritional deficiencies, it actually appears to lead to certain medical conditions. So if I were to give a random example, like scurvy, if you're deficient in vitamin C, you will get scurvy. And if you correct the deficiency, scurvy goes away. Okay. And so what I was thinking in my mind was, if I want to be at optimal health, because nobody knew what was exactly wrong with me, I have to overcome all nutritional deficiencies, right? And so that was tricky on how to do that. Some person may say, well, I'll just take a multivitamin. May or may not work for you. But I made some very interesting discoveries and I created something. And there's a lot of scientific data now to not only back up what I did, which is I use food. So I don't use a normal pill. Why? Because our ancestors and their ancestors and their ancestors, all our ancestors basically were getting their nutrients from food, right? They weren't popping pills like we are. Mm-hmm. And because of that, the body appears to actually respond better to food as far as getting your nutrients. But we also know that food is deficient these days, right? Because the soil is deficient.
Yeah.
And so that's what's going on. So what did I do is that I've tried many products. This is the one that I like the most. I don't know if you've ever heard of this product from a website called iShopPurium.com. I mean, if people want to check it out or try it, it's iShopPurium.com. If they want a discount, they can use the code Uprising144K. If they don't, it's fine. But people can email me too. But the reason that I chose this product, one is I seen lab tests, even of organic products, and I still see glyphosate a little bit, or you still see some pesticides in there. They're not super clean. This was the cleanest one that I found. Very, very clean. There was no residue of anything. I was kind of curious how they did that. And my understanding is they even grow a lot of their own food, this company. So I really liked it. And the ingredients in it were nothing but food. I always look at the ingredients of everything, right?
Yeah.
So I started using this, and this one is called Power Shake. They have a lot of other products. They actually have wonderful products, but I don't use them all just because I'm a minimalist. I don't need a million products, but I've tried some of them and I like them. It's a good company. And so I would put that powder in a smoothie, right? So I would create a smoothie with vegetables and fruits and nuts and seeds and beans. I created this concoction that has evolved over time. Why did I do this? And it turns out that some of the reasoning I didn't even know until I found out more data later. First, I load up on my hydrogen water. It's always what I do in the mornings. Let's hydrate the body, right?
Oh, yeah. I definitely recommend that for everyone.
Exactly. Yeah. First thing in the morning.
Instead of going straight to the coffee pot. Like that's what most people do is they wake up, they go to the coffee pot. It's like, no, you haven't had any hydration all night. You're going to just dehydrate yourself even more with the coffee.
Yeah, diuretic, right? Let me take a diuretic first thing in the morning.
No.
and pull more minerals out of our body, by the way. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Oh, yeah.
100%. And so I'm like, let's first load up on the cleanest water known to man, at least in my opinion, right? Based on the data. And put the best hydrogen in there. We're talking full saturation, really great hydrogen. and I really load up on this first thing in the morning. Then I go make my smoothie. Now, here's the interesting thing about the smoothie and the research that's been coming out. There was literally a study done on a smoothie very similar to mine. And I found it interesting because what they discovered was that it was the people's bones were rebuilding. And that's not what the study was intended for. Why were they rebuilding? And I'll tell you exactly why. It turns out, and a lot of America doesn't have this research yet, a lot of it comes from Japan. They're way ahead of us when it comes to health stuff. The fiber within fruits and vegetables, basically, and even the nuts and the seeds and even beans, because I put a magical bean in the smoothie, which is called natto. Probably the healthiest bean known to man. Extremely good for you. The Japanese have done many studies on it. It's just crazy good for you. And a super big amount of protein. It's almost the same amount of protein as steak, as beef. So if that tells you anything. And so all this fiber with a lot of minerals in it. So, you know, the minerals that are in the food or the beans or whatever. And I actually was adding minerals on top of it because I knew that the food is deficient. So it turns out that it actually helps with the absorption of these nutrients. The fiber, this all started from a study in Japan where they discovered that if you were to eat vegetables first thing in the morning, it would help regulate your blood glucose level all day long. Even the Japanese didn't understand why. It eventually revealed something about the human body that we didn't know, which is always great. We're always learning more about this body. And the fiber, it plays a key role and it creates almost like a time release. So we can actually absorb it, you know, because little by little rather than all of it at one time, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of like information. I don't want to give too much information today, but it caused us to be able to absorb nutrients better, in my opinion, and the minerals and everything else. So I paired these powders like this with proper hydration, obviously mm-hmm. with the best hydrogen and all these fruits and vegetables and antioxidants and phytonutrients and whatever, all everything in this package. And then eventually what ended up happening is when I get blood work regularly because I was trying to make sure that my method would work so that I could overcome all nutritional deficiencies. That was part of my goal. And so that's pretty much the three things, the clean water, the hydrogen, and overcoming my nutritional deficiencies. Beyond that, I eat a clean lifestyle. I eliminate, you know, deep fried foods and processed sugar and high corn fructose corn syrup or whatever, and just a lot of garbage food. I tend to buy everything in its raw form. Like I'll buy a big thing of celery and beets and the beans and steamed rice and, you know, good stuff like that, right? And throughout the years of getting my blood checked, the last time I had it checked, I literally had the doctor call me, which is very unusual because usually they call you when there's a problem. That's one thing I knew about working in the industry. They don't call you when there's no problem.
No.
So I was really worried when this doctor called me, but it turns out the reason she called me was she said, in all the years, over three decades, she said, I've been doing this work. I've never seen blood work like yours, ever. She goes, never have. And I'm like, oh, wow, okay. And she said, the reason that I'm calling is because I want to know what you're doing. And that's a shocker. A lot of MDs do not ask. They don't care usually. Mm-hmm. It turns out her daughter was actually sick. Mm-hmm. And so she wanted a little bit of advice on that. And then she also wanted to know for her own patients. She said, I have tried to get their nutrients up with multivitamins and different supplements. And she said, I just couldn't get their levels up. What is it that you're doing that's so different? Of course, I told her and she was like, oh, too much work, you know, making a smoothie and, and, you know, a machine that cleans your water and hydrogen and all this stuff. It was kind of funny how she just wanted an answer like, oh, this pill is the best one.
That's the problem. I think a lot of people want the magic pill, you know? And yes. On the channel, I talk about all those things, you know, clean water and all these light sunlight, grounding, all these things that we can do that are natural, but it takes work. It takes effort to get up every morning and look at sunrise and go outdoors and do some grounding. And like, it takes work. But for me, I'd rather do that than take handfuls of pills or be sick. So I
absolutely
tell people, you got to choose which path you want to take. And my thought is with the hydrogen and clean water, wouldn't that help it to kind of serve as like a delivery system for those nutrients? So it's like, maybe it's making more of a pathway for all the nutrients that your body is taking in to be better absorbed. Am I on the right path or?
I hope you're enjoying today's episode with Greg, the Hydrogen Man. Again, all of his information down in the show notes. And if you're interested in the Holy Hydrogen Machine, I do have a discount code for my audience. That is Sarah K, Sarah with an HK on the end, all in word, that you can use if you want to check out the machine. It is really, really interesting research. They have a bunch of great stuff on their website as well. And I may be interviewing some of the doctors over on the Holy Hydrogen in their company. Now, here's a funny thing. When I decided to contact them and get that link, get the discount code for my audience, they actually know Greg. And they said, well, Greg actually can speak better and knows more than some of our doctors. So while I will probably have someone from the Holy Hydrogen team, a doctor, to come to my channel, you're getting someone who's a very knowledgeable person about this topic. So hope you're enjoying today's episode, and let's go ahead and jump back into it.
I think you're absolutely correct. I found some research that I think could potentially support that. So I'll share. This is so fascinating. Do you know, have you ever heard of ghost veins or ghost vessels?
No, I haven't.
So apparently that's actually a medical term. When I first heard it, I thought, oh, it's not a medical term. I worked in the industry so long, but apparently it is. So I didn't even know. You know, you learn as you research. And the reason that I'm so fascinated by this is because the Japanese showed that hydrogen apparently opens up ghost vessels. Now, let's explain to the viewers what ghost vessels are, or ghost veins. Basically, when you're like a little kid, let's say you're a 2-3-year-old toddler, and if you've ever like held a toddler, a kid, you know, they're kind of squishy. You can tell they're very hydrated, right? They're warm too. So like sometimes they'll run around in diapers and it's not even super hot outside. And an older person is really cold usually, right? As you age. Mm-hmm. So what happens is these ghost vessels are places where blood goes. But as you age, the blood eventually is not even getting there anymore. So it's like a ghost town. That's why they call them ghost vessels. There is no life going into these places where you used to have, you know, proper blood flow in these places. Hydrogen apparently gets the blood back into these ghost vessels. It begins to bring it back there. Now, blood is what's carrying our nutrients, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you were to watch my video 68, so I number my videos because there are just so many, and people always ask, well, how do I find it? So I started numbering them. By the way, the name of the channel, if people want to know, if they want to look at it, it's called Uprising 144K.
Awesome. And I'll link the show notes too. So because I know people are going to be messaging me. So all of your stuff, all of your links, everything will be in the show notes for everyone so they can follow your stuff.
Perfect. Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you go watch video 68, it was a great lab video. Because what it was is they went to a lab in Japan. They used specifically the equipment that I use. So again, the equipment, it does really matter. And then they showed a woman. They took her blood. I believe she was in her 30s or 40s. They took her blood. They did a live blood analysis. Then they had her drink a lot of spring water. So just good, clean spring water. Then they showed her blood. And there was a difference. You could literally see the difference about the way that it moved. Then they put it in the hydrogen in from the, it's called the Lourdes Hydrofix Premium. I guess if people want to see it, they can go to the website, the official company's website, to get an authentic machine, and also the newest one, which is super amazing. I want to get the newest
one. I'm showing up today. I just got an email, so I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for mine.
Oh my gosh. You're going to get it before even I do, apparently. But I've learned all about the new machine, and I'm so excited to get one. It's unreal. Nobody can even hold a candle to this technology that the Japanese, and this is a truly Japanese engineered machine, hand built in Japan, lab tested and certified. No company in the world lab tests and certifies every single machine. So every single machine comes with, like, they show what lab it was tested in and the results, and it's amazing. But the company's website is called holyhydrogen.com, which I thought was a very fitting name because of the holy waters of Lourdes. And
yeah.
I think this stuff is darn right sacred, actually, hydrogen. Look at the sun, the light of our world. That's made of almost entirely hydrogen. Some people might say, well, it's also made of helium. Helium is a form of hydrogen, just so people, you know, for people who don't know. And so it's a very magical substance, again, in my personal opinion, after everything that we've been learning. But back to what I was saying. And actually, what was I saying? What was I going to mention? Oh, the blood work, video 68.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So then they gave her the water from the Hydrofix, and her blood, should I tell you, or should I let people go look and see what it looks like?
No, let's tell us.
So it makes the water move, or your blood move like a river. I mean, it just moves like you've never seen it move before. Oh. So much energy, because energy is movement, right? Mm-hmm. They even call hydrogen
disease is a lack of energy in the body, right?
Yes, absolutely. And if something doesn't move, it's typically dead. You know, you want movement. Look at a little toddler again, and they're all running around and doing everything. And then you see an elderly person.
My son just turned 15 months today, and he's everywhere.
Exactly. But that's a lot of energy. That's movement. That's life. And to me, hydrogen is life. That's literally it. It is the life molecule. I also call it the ascension molecule because it literally ascends. It's the craziest thing. It just ascends all the way super high. Super pure, super powerful. They even call hydrogen active hydrogen because it's so much energy in it. That's why we use hydrogen for energy, you know, and potentially more in the future. Super clean energy, by the way, too. And of course, people have used it in sinister things to make things that explode. And that's very sad that we would use it that way. But hopefully we use it for more positive things. But anyway, so the blood really moves. So think about that. You're getting really good blood flow throughout the body. You're opening up the ghost vessels. And it's litigating a lot of what I would call just oxidative stress, you know, a lot of free radical damage. Mm-hmm. And I think all these things are contributing to what you just said, better absorption of the nutrients into the body. And at least I'm a prime example of that. And I did have a lot of deficiency issues. I mean, my body was an absolute wreck. My stomach was a wreck. Inflammation was out of control. I mean, it was horrible.
Can we talk a little bit about gut and hydrogen just before I forget? I don't mean to cut you off, but I know you got some interesting information on the gut and hydrogen, right?
Yeah. So the gut is literally super important. It's almost 80% of our immune system. Mm-hmm. And hydrogen also appears to function as an anti-inflammatory. So if you're getting inflammation in the gut, I've known numerous people. This has actually blown my mind. I've known people with IBS, so irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, a lot of conditions relating to the gut. And what I discovered, I still remember there was a woman who contacted me years back, and she had, I believe it was celiac disease. She said it was so painful when she would get these episodes. She said it was worse than having a baby. That's what she told me. And she had spent a lot of money. This particular woman had spent somewhere in the neighborhood of about $80,000 as far as different doctors and treatments and supplements and machines and all this stuff. There was even a woman I remember that spent more like $176,000. I remember that was another story, but this one was impressive because this woman had had it for so long since she was extremely young. She did my hydrogen protocol. And about 6 months later, she contacted me back. She said, "I cannot believe it." She said, "It's all gone." She said, "Not only is it all gone," she said, "there's things that I couldn't eat before because the pain was outrageous." She said, "I experimented a little bit and ate some of the food." She said, "Not only was I fine," she said, "I went off the deep end." She said, "I started eating all these pastas and pizzas." And she said, "I just haven't had this food for so long and suffered no consequence." And she was blown away. She said, "You changed my life." And so she was very grateful to find the information. And there's numerous stories like that. I knew another woman who had issues since she was very little. They even wanted to do surgery on her. Constant IBS issues, a lot of, constipation and also diarrhea and, you know, the whole IBS thing. She said she would be constipated for like weeks on end, like a whole week. And then she'd go to the bathroom a little bit. And it's horrible, right, for your body to be that way. You need everything moving, as we were talking about. And hydrogen, my protocols, basically she started doing the hydrogen and the smoothies and the clean water, completely changed her life. Her issues completely gone again, which is pretty bold statements. And again, I'm not making medical claims. I'm just telling you what really happened. And I have so many stories like this because I've been doing this for so many years, trying to get the word out.
Yeah.
But it's hard. You know, I do run my channel on a shoestring budget. Nobody helps me and I'm not very computer savvy. So maybe that's part of the problem.
Man, I know. I've been doing my stuff for about 4 years and I just got to the point where I have some people helping me. And it's a lot because you really, you know, I feel like you and I are the same where we just really want to help people. Like our lives have been changed from fundamentally changed from learning about these things about our health. And we just want to get the information out to as many people as we possibly can. And so,
I mean, it's probably not important, but I do have a story about why I'm doing this, you know, because when I was sick, I still remember this moment. I was on a couch because I couldn't really walk. I was in so much pain and I thought the only thing I can do is watch TV. And that's where the story where I told you, I went to grab the remote And I couldn't work the remote. That's how much pain I was in. So I propped it up like this, and I was trying to, you know, push the buttons in a way that it wouldn't be painful. And I just broke down. I mean, if I get to, you know, just remembering gets me emotional, you know, I don't want to start crying on your show here, but it was very painful. And I remember I made a prayer, you know, at our lowest point, sometimes we pray, yeah. You know, and I did, and I just prayed and asked for help, asked for guidance, and said, if I can find the way to resolving my issue, I only assumed that my methods would probably work for others too. If it worked for me, why wouldn't it work for others? But the prayer was, if I find it, or if God somehow can lead me in the right path to find it, I promised that I would share it and that I would help people. And so, you know, finding my own way, and then, you know, then I started doing the YouTube channel, and mine's been going on for, I think, almost a decade.
Wow.
My channel. And it's obviously not huge, because I get zero help and I don't have the funding to be paying people to help me out, but that's not important. The point is that I'm doing what I said I would do. And there are a lot of people whose lives have changed. And if people even want to check out, because I don't even know how to do it, but to do like these podcasts, I don't know how to do these. So there's people who contact me sometimes and are like, hey, you know, watching your channel changed my life. You know, I did the hydrogen and all this stuff. And just recently, the company, the official company, actually, they have their own YouTube channel. I only assume it's called Holy Hydrogen.
Yeah.
I don't think I know the name of their channel, but they actually have interviewed some of these people now. So they're doing the interviews of these people who I've spoken with. And I mean, some of the stories are like unreal. Like this one woman could barely talk. I remember when I helped her, because she emailed me. By the time she called me, I think it was, I don't remember, 6-8 months later, when she called me, I didn't recognize her because she was talking normal. Wow. And she had had TBI, traumatic brain injury. Mm-hmm. And again, the hydrogen did some amazing stuff for her. And she said it, she actually called me to thank me, because she said I saved her life. Wow. Which I was a little shocked about. I didn't realize till she told me that she was apparently planning on committing suicide. Mm. And that was very sad. And then she made a prayer too, of all things. And she said, I literally popped up on her feed that very next day. And she said, ever since then, she said she could just feel it and knew. And so that's why she reached out to me. And then hydrogen just changed her life too. It's just so many beautiful stories like that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I think hydrogen will change the world of brain injuries, basically, whether you're a football player getting concussions, getting your head banged all the time, boxers getting constantly punched in the head, you know, whether somebody just had a car accident. I've seen it be used for dementia, Alzheimer's. I even have a video, unbelievable story also, about a woman with dementia. And of course, she's not the one who contacted me. It was her daughter. And her daughter was like, do you think this could help my mother? And of course, you know, I don't make medical claims, and you know, and I don't know. I don't want to say for sure, and then it doesn't do it, you know. So I just told her, well, look, the data looks pretty good. She did it. I believe she contacted me again about 6 months later, because 6 to 8 months is where you really see the big results.
Okay.
And that's usually when people contact me. If you're doing hydrogen correctly, by the way. See, my concern with things like this, you know, like these little guys, is one, they use, and this goes, just so people don't ask you a million times, this goes for every single portable bottle that I've ever seen made in China, Taiwan. I mean, I'll just tell you right now, I don't use any portable bottle. There's a reason for that.
Because I'm going to get the questions. Is there any portable bottle? Is there any hydrogen machine that you recommend besides the Holy Hydrogen?
Well, actually, no. But I will say that there's about probably 3 good hydrogen machines out in the world. Mm. The problem is that I just want the best. And one of them was an inhalation machine only. The other one was only a water machine. And then you have the HydroFix, the Lourdes HydroFix Premium from Holy Hydrogen. That one does both the water and the inhalation. And then does things, by the way, that I believe more research is going to come out on, because Dr. Adachi in Japan has literally used this technology apparently on some cancer patients. Seeing very interesting results. I'm going to be getting more details. All I know is that the markers are getting better. Mm. So they are seeing positive results. But the Holy Hydrogen device is doing things that I've never seen any other hydrogen machine do. So they're actually what's called double structuring the hydrogen itself. I only know a little bit of how they're doing it, but I was actually, when they shared the data, I think they probably regretted it a little bit, because they said, you know what, don't talk about it. It's a patented technology. You know, we don't want people to copy what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And so they're double, but that's only part of their tech. Yeah, they're double structuring the hydrogen itself, which is pretty unreal. But on top of it all, the membranes that they use. So like the membranes in these guys, again, not a claim, but I did see lab reports of membranes like such as this one. But I'll just say I saw lab reports on other membranes. I got to be very careful how I choose my words, by the way. The industry is really after me. But I saw, I'll just say that I saw some chemicals that I didn't like, right? Mm. In the membranes that are being used. On top of that, they use plated metal. So they usually plate them with platinum. And in my opinion, when you're running electrolysis process, that metal is going to eventually flake into the water. I mean, that's how they make colloidal silver, for example. Right. They're actually getting those particulates. And so I don't want platinum particulates or any other metal coming from China. A lot of these machines or these little devices, sometimes people try to say, oh, they're made in America, because they don't want you to know that they're made in China. So they'll literally ship the parts to America, put them together in America, and they can legally claim that they're made in America, even though they're using Chinese parts. So the industry, it's very sad for me, but the hydrogen industry I've learned from the inside what's going on through all my research, and I'm highly disappointed that there's very few good devices. But yeah, three good devices, but I only use the best one, which is the HydroFix. And it also happens to be the most reliable one. And so, you know, from all the other devices that I've seen. So in the end, it ends up actually being the cheapest, because, you know, if you're using this machine for many years, rather than, I've seen these things break on the regular, these things, if you used it enough to get therapeutic amounts of hydrogen, they'll never even last a year. I've seen they break within months. Wow. And so I don't use those little bottles. Plus that little amount of water, you're going to need more than that. If you want therapeutic doses, and then if you're doing it for your health, again, you're going to want medical grade, really high purity. So you don't
want to do drinking and inhalation also, right? That's where you're seeing the most powerful benefits, is when those are combined.
Absolutely. In my opinion, absolutely. They've done, I believe, only two studies so far on the technique that I actually created the technique after I released it on my channel, mysteriously. About 2 to 2.5 months later, they literally did some studies that were identical to what I was, my protocol. So I know that my channel gets watched a lot, and a lot of my ideas, once I see them somewhere, I know that they watch my channel, because I'm the creator of this stuff. So I already know when people take my ideas.
Wow.
So, but so anywho, we were talking about TBI, brain conditions, and your eyes too. This has been a really big one that has surprised me. People with macular degeneration, people with glaucoma, even eyesight has been absolutely boggling my mind. I just saw an eye doctor, I don't know, a few weeks ago, which is very recent, because glaucoma runs in my family, and so does macular degeneration, and of course, cataracts. And so all these eye issues run in my family. And when they saw my eyes, I remember the doctor was blown away, because he's like, your eyes, literally, he said, you should have certain things that just happen with age and time. He's like, but your eyes look like that of a 20-year-old. He says, unbelievable. He says, they look really great. He goes, you don't have to worry. But my father had issues. Well, he had glaucoma for over 30 years. And when he got checked after using hydrogen, his took years. So usually the time frame that I'm seeing is he had glaucoma for over 30 years. And I saw that in the first year, he gets his eyes checked every year. And the first year, his eyes still showed that he had glaucoma, nothing changed. Second year, same thing. And so I thought, oh, hydrogen doesn't work for glaucoma. I remember this was years ago before there was any data. By the third year, his glaucoma appeared to be gone. The doctor could not believe the results, because they said, there's no way his glaucoma disappeared. We've been monitoring this guy for over 3 decades. And so they brought him back for another study, and they did it multiple times, and they just finally confirmed that this stuff is virtually gone. And and that goes for other issues that I've seen too, like high blood pressure, cholesterol, arthritis, the glaucoma, diabetes was another one. And so many different conditions, people who have issues with even proper saturation of oxygen levels in their blood, which is pretty wild. I've seen the big one is also just the vision, the eyes. Like, I used to use sunglasses, just to be able to see little things. I didn't have the worst vision in the world. I don't basically use them anymore.
Yeah.
And I saw the same thing with my father. He used to use glasses all the time. I never see him wear his glasses anymore. So it's just, and the eyes are basically a part of the brain. And so this is, to me, really, really important if you're trying to prevent dementia or Alzheimer's, or even if you have those conditions and you want potentially some improvement. The inhalation of the hydrogen, I like it too, because it goes to your lungs. So if you're dealing with some respiratory issue or something, you know, I don't want to say too much about that, but the data looks really, really good. You can clearly read about it. I believe the Holy Hydrogen Company even has a lot of the scientific data on their website. So you can go read a lot of that. Maybe I should read down this list real quick. I won't go into details, just so people can hear some of the things that hydrogen has been shown to do. So I already said it supports your body's antioxidant system. So it actually supports your body's system, but I'll just go quick. Hydrogen appears to be an anti-inflammatory. Actually may even help with reduced pain. So that's some research has been showing that. Hydrogen protects your muscles. This was a really interesting one because I believe that hydrogen will help a lot of people who have muscle atrophy. So let's say somebody's elderly or something happens, or you get an injury and you're laid up for, you know, months at a time, your muscles in atrophy, you're going to get very weak. I discovered, even through some of my own like testing that I've done on myself, that hydrogen appears to help you maintain a lot of your muscle for much longer periods of time. So it prevents atrophy, is something that I just personally have observed. It also, hydrogen also appeared to boost your natural glutathione production. So that was, again, you want to support your natural glutathione production in your body. Another one is that hydrogen appears to accelerate recovery. So if you're working out or you're injured and you want to accelerate recovery, I remember in Japan, I saw a study on your nerves. It takes a long time for a nerve to grow. This was a particular one about a guy who had had a surfing accident and became disabled. And it appeared that hydrogen would make certain aspects of the body like regenerate and grow at triple the speed. So it would take 3 years. This guy was able to do it in 1 year. And so that's a pretty big deal too. This is another good one. Hydrogen helps to balance the pH of your blood. To me, this is really important because this has a lot to do with oxygen saturation in the blood. Now, do we need to be supplementing oxygen all the time? Definitely not. Using oxygen all the time as far as supplementation could potentially be quite bad for you, actually. But can you do it once in a while? Sure, that's fine. But we're already breathing in oxygen. What people don't realize is that we're already breathing in, you know, 20-something percent oxygen, depending on your atmospheric, you know, pressure or elevation. So the key to me is utilizing the oxygen that we're already getting in the most effective way, you know, possible, right? Kind of like our nutrients. Are you absorbing your nutrients? Hydrogen affects cell modulation. It appears to be neuroprotective. It appears to be protective against metabolic conditions. Like I said, hydrogen appears to be very protective against a lot of things. Hydrogen boosts your mitochondria. We talked a little bit about that. It protects the DNA against damage. This is huge, by the way, but I won't go into all the details because there's so many things. It can calm allergic reactions. I've known people with allergies where their allergies literally went away. Actually, one of my own brothers who had, you know, issues with this for so long. One of my other brothers recently contacted me months ago about his kidneys. I had no idea he was about to go on dialysis. His doctors told him that it's irreversible. You cannot heal your kidneys. It's completely impossible. Of course, he called me and I was like, brother, I know what to do. And he's like, you really think we can change this? I said, brother, you're about to be on dialysis in about 3 to 4 weeks. What do you want to do? He's like, okay, I'm all in. Cleanest water, hydrogen, proper nutrients, you know, the basics. And his kidneys made a comeback. He is not on dialysis. And it's been, you know, I think it's been like 6 or 8 months now or something. So he's doing really good on that. Just a few more things on the list. Hydrogen is protective against cancer. There's actually a lot of research on that. And hydrogen protects organs, which I think is extremely important. As far as cancer is concerned, I got another list of scientific data again. We know that it reduces oxidative stress. You know, so we know that hydrogen does that. We know it protects DNA. Suppresses somatic mutations. So that's an interesting one. Suppresses cancer cell growth. These are actual studies that they have seen this do this. Induces cancer cell death. Suppresses the spread of cancer. Aids in the effectiveness and protection of anti-cancer drugs. This is a big one. Why is this a big one? Because anti-cancer drugs can be really bad for us. I can give you one of many examples. And remember what I said about oxidants. Cancer drugs are oxidants. Okay, we're trying to kill the cancer, but instead we also kill a lot of healthy cells. If you were to watch my video number 8, I show cells being bombarded by chemo with hydrogen and without hydrogen. And if you were to see the difference, it is night and day. The ones that didn't get hydrogen, you had 90% cellular destruction, which is a lot. Think about a car that is 90% rusted. I mean, it's just all oxidized. The cells that got the hydrogen and then got bombarded only had about 10% cellular destruction. So it was protecting you. And I've seen it being used. I actually knew a person personally who was deemed completely incurable. She had breast cancer. They said, you're terminal. You know, there's nothing you can do. She wanted to do chemo, which, you know, I'm not a huge fan of, okay, but this is her story and this is what she decided to do. All I told her was, look, if it were me, I'd be on hydrogen while doing chemo, because I've seen this, I've read about it, and it appears to be extremely good. She did it years later, by the way. She was supposed to be gone in less than 6 months. I think she had 3 or 4 months to live. She is still alive. It's been years now. I don't even know how many years anymore, maybe 5 years. And because when you combined the chemo with the hydrogen, it appears to actually, hydrogen does all these wonderful, beautiful things. It appeared to help the chemo work better, so much better that all the treatments she need, she never got them all. They cut them in like half or less because her body responded so great. And in my opinion, it was the hydrogen. And then she also was able to litigate a lot of the negative effects of the chemo. So she totally went through it without getting nauseous and sick and losing her appetite and all these crazy things that happen to people, including I've had oncologists contact me asking me for advice, like big time oncologists. I won't say from what universities, but they actually contacted me and I learned some things from them too, which is chemo destroys T cells. And T cells are obviously very important to maybe fighting something against cancer, which is one of the major problems, because when you give somebody chemo, sometimes it can shrink the tumor or even make it look like it's gone. But then later on, it comes back with a vengeance and then kills the patient very quickly. I've seen this many times. My personal belief, there's a couple reasons that I believe this happens, but one of them is the destruction of the T cells. Your body now has no protection. Hydrogen, I don't know if there's any research on this, but this is one of my hypotheses, and maybe there's new data coming out, but I'm pretty sure we're going to prove this, that it probably protects the T cells while undergoing this so they can continue to fight, which is why you get the great results. It's one of the things that I think that is going on. Obviously, we know that hydrogen improves quality of life. I've seen that when people, you know, get chemo, suppresses the spread of cancer. As far as the, there is research that says that it aids in the effectiveness and protection of anti-cancer drugs. So just like I was saying, it's aiding in how effective they become, but also protecting you. One of the really crazy cancer drugs or anti-cancer drugs is called cisplatin. Have you heard of this? And again, this is where platinum is, you know, I'm not a fan of getting platinum in me, which is why I don't like, you know, these type of devices with plated platinum. But basically what appears to be happening is this drug called cisplatin is good. They use it. It's for tumors. It's for cancer. But when you give it to a patient, which is why doctors almost never do, it just destroys your kidneys. The likelihood that you're going to have to get a kidney transplant after this treatment is extremely high. You're pretty much going to have to get a kidney transplant. They did a study that I saw where they use hydrogen with cisplatin, and sure enough, it protected the kidneys a great deal, that it appears that you'd be able to walk out with the original kidneys almost no problem. So if it's that protective against a drug that is so toxic that would destroy your kidneys, how much do you think it'll protect you from maybe some stuff in your food, stuff in your water, stuff in the air? I mean, none of us can escape all the stuff that we are in contact with on the regular, or even, I don't want to name what it would be, but we were talking about, let's just say vaccines. We're not talking about which ones. So I'm not saying any particular vaccine, okay? All I will say is that if I were to get any such thing, which me personally, I don't, but that's just me. But for people who choose to do that, whether it's for their children, yeah, I believe you and I were talking off camera a little bit about this. The things that I have personally seen, people that I've personally known who use the hydrogen or didn't when they decided to go out there and get a needle in their arm or whatever, it was night and day. I did see a significant difference. And so hydrogen being so protective, I'm only assuming, again, it's an assumption, right? But I think that we're going to find in the future that it's a really good thing to pair hydrogen with such things if you decide to take, you know, a flu shot or whatever you decide to do with your body. Okay.
And what you're saying about the children and immune systems, you know, that their immune systems are not fully developed until they're about 3 years old, really. And they're
even
still
more,
functioning as their children, like for a long time. And we're kind of taking children. That's a totally different podcast, but we're kind of inundating a lot of these children with a ton of stuff and their immune system isn't able to handle it.
Let me show you something interesting that I learned about children and water. So what I'm showing you right here is just some of the things in the water. We're talking, you know, toxic garbage, even radioactive waste. This surprised the crap out of me.
Oh, yeah.
That we have radioactive waste.
Yeah.
Pharmaceutical, all the stuff in our water and biological contaminants and even organic contaminants like gasoline, herbicides, whatever. The reason that I'm bringing this up is because who does it affect the most, these impurities in water? Do you think it affects everybody the same? Uh-uh. It affects children. Why does it affect children the most? Because their bodies aren't fully developed. They cannot cope with the stuff going through their body. And I'll just say, I don't want to make a claim here because it was a study that I read a long time ago. I'll just say what I remember and, you know, if people want to research it or whatever. But basically what I discovered is that a child, they're, not only is their immune system not fully developed, there's the immune system protects. There's a certain protective mechanism that our body has from the blood-brain barrier. And the problem with a lot of these things that they give children, I'll just say the V word. I mean, we know they have things in there like mercury, for example. Now, for people, I deeply researched this subject also. And I was thinking, why in the world would they put something like mercury? I mean, we're talking about something that shouldn't, it's toxic to the body, in my opinion, at least. But why do they do it? By the way, it's part of the way the technology works.
Yeah, it's Dr. Tom Cowan has a good book on why they do this and explains it. And he's been on the show a few times. So yeah,
you can't
not have it without having the heavy metals. It's part of the delivery system, unfortunately. So you can't do one without the other. I don't think they're not necessarily, well, this is subject to argument. They're not necessarily trying to kill everyone or hurt everyone. But if they're going to do these things, this is how it has to be delivered, unfortunately.
Yeah, it causes that inflammatory response, right? Mm-hmm. Which is what they're looking for, right? So the problem is that if you have something that is not protecting the blood-brain barrier because your immune system is not fully developed and you get one of these toxic, potentially toxic things, again, no medical claims or anything. We got to be cautious how we speak here. I'm just saying that potentially goes to the brain, right? Maybe potentially causes issues. Maybe we don't know. Maybe we do know. All I'm saying is that what I saw hydrogen apparently do is literally act like a child's immune system, protecting this blood-brain barrier immune system potential response or protectiveness. So I found that pretty fascinating. And so on and on it goes, right? I can finish the last few tidbits here. Hydrogen appears to show protection against radiation. It's something actually that I don't know if I'll ever talk to someone like Elon Musk, but I wanted to share this with him. I don't think he's aware of this, even though as brilliant as he is, because I've never heard him talk about it. Because when you go to outer space, I mean, he wants to go to Mars and all this stuff. You know, when you go to outer space,
the hell out of you.
Yes, and why? We are I'll share a quick statistic.
We're disconnected from the Earth's surface from the magnetism that we get when we touch the Earth, and we're around. We don't have the electromagnetic fields that our bodies need and resonate with.
I think that's all part of it too. But as far as the science is concerned, the amount of radiation we are exposed to when we're in outer space in a 24-hour period is the same amount of radiation you get on planet Earth in 6 months. So it takes six months.
We get a lot here.
So hydrogen, literally, I'm reading, you know, some of the data here as far as for cancer, it protects against radiation. So in my opinion, if you're going to be taking people to Mars, Elon, they have to be on hydrogen, my friend, because you got to get arrive healthy and strong enough to work or do whatever they're going to do there, build a civilization or whatever it is he's wanting to do, right? Yeah. And then we already know about improved quality of life. And then there is data showing that it increases survival rate. Mm-hmm. And so I've seen this, you know, personally with people that I've, you know, worked with. But those are just a few of the things that hydrogen appears to do. I mean, I'm not even kidding when I say that this is a small, we give very few things. And if I were to find a full list, I mean, we waste the whole time me reading all this stuff off. I think the point is is that hydrogen is obviously extremely amazing. Even anti-aging, by the way, they're using it for skin treatments in Japan. They also use it for people who are infertile. I've actually seen this myself work with somebody that I know who was having trouble with pregnancy. In Japan, they're using infertility clinics, both for men and women, because remember, as I told you, hydrogen is, in my opinion, the life molecule. So you're going to bring life into the body. Life is health. You want this life. You want this energy. And then does that make you more fertile? In my personal opinion and even experience, I would say yes.
So. See, I mean, that's what I had to do to get pregnant at 42 and have my son at 43 was I had to fix my mitochondria. I had to fix the energy management system of the body. Supplements, functional medicine, huge waste of time and money for me. It was more about sunlight, grounding, circadian rhythms, red light therapy, cold therapy, all the stuff I teach about. That's what did it. It wasn't the supplements, you know, and drinking
absolutely
mineral water. And so, yeah, I'm a huge believer, and that makes perfect sense to me.
So that's just a little bit of what I can tell you about hydrogen. I mean, if you have any other questions that, you know, and again, it does matter how you make it. And I'm not a fan of like Kangen waters. I'm actually a huge not fan of those after I've seen the data.
Same.
Why they, you know, and I hope people understand this. And this is where people trick you, right? When these companies want to sell you something.
Kangen reps are insane on my Instagram. Oh my God. So this has been so super helpful. And I feel like you've really given people a ton of great information and definitely open to having a part two. I'm sure we'll get tons of questions. But where can people find you if they want to learn more about this? I know I'm going to put all your links in the show notes, but maybe if somebody's like on the road driving or listening, and they're like, all right, I'm going to Google this as soon as I get home. What's the best way for them to find you?
I think the best way to find me is YouTube. Okay. Uprising144K. I am on Instagram, but I barely use it. I'm on Twitter. I don't use it a lot, but still subscribe there if you can. It helps support the channel. YouTube is where all my latest best information is at. I am on Rumble, but I think Rumble only has certain videos that I've done for some reason. Not all of them seem to have transferred over. And that's about it. Yeah, I think that's about it. People can email me too. Sometimes I'll do like a consult with people, which, you know, it's very time consuming, but some people just really need help. And I just have a soft spot, and it's hard for me to deny that to people. And so I'll do personal consults. They can email me at uprising144k@gmail.com. And that's how people can find me. And please share the information. People need to know about this. People, in my opinion, are in real dire need. So many people out there. So I hope this really helps a lot of people overcome suffering, which is a huge part of my goal, is overcoming suffering in the world.
Yeah. Well, this has been wonderful. And like I said, we'll have to probably have a part two with questions that we get. And I appreciate the work that you do and the information you put out there. I know it's new and exciting. So hopefully people will take a look at your channel. Thanks for being here.
Oh, absolutely. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you enjoyed it, please head on over to Apple or Spotify. Leave the show up to a 5-star review. If you're on YouTube, just hit the like button and leave a comment, especially if you have a question that you want Greg and I to address on a future episode. Again, if you're interested in looking at the Holy Hydrogen machine, I do have a discount code I got for my community, and that is Sarah K. And thank you really quickly to my sponsors, Viva Rays and Upgraded Formulas. The links are down in the show notes for both of them. They are products that I trust and use on a daily basis for myself and my family. So I recommend them to my community. Speaking of which, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And Greg and I will definitely continue the conversation about the Kangen machine in our next episode and answer any questions that are left by community members in the comments. So thank you again for watching, and have a fantastic rest of your day.